Hey everyone, so this week Kevin and I are down in Medicine Stone getting all excited for good country music as we, you know, talk about all the time.
The great beyond.
So we didn't have time to record an episode this week, but thankfully for your sake, or this is, I don't know, this might not be great. If you didn't know, before our first episode, the infamous Kevin Swore Way Too Much episode of where we talk about Eric Church, yes. We actually recorded an episode almost a year before that, even, because we were kind of just thinking about, you know, kind of what would we do if we started a podcast. So we decided, let's record it, see how it turns out. To be honest, we didn't think it was really that great, so we just kind of threw it in the vault, but as a special Patreon bonus, just kidding, we're not Patreon. we're just letting everyone hear the original pilot episode, and so
the original episode with the original hosts.
Yeah, the original hosts. Yeah, Kevin actually, he actually at first said no because he just didn't want to do it.
I thought I was better than everyone.
He realized he's not better than podcasting. No one is.
What better way to spout my right opinions than to join a podcast, though?
And then, it had a different name. So just enjoy the original pilot episode, the lost pilot, if you will, of what now is the Hodge Podcast. So enjoy it. What is going on? What is this? How do we get stopped?
What the fuck is this?
I don't know. I can't make it stop, though. It's so creepy.
Why?
I can't make it stop.
Oh, don't you know?
Hit this button. No.
Make it stop, man.
I think I'm making it louder.
You're making it worse. Oh, God. You're making it worse.
Wait. There. All right, we really need a new theme song.
Is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording. All right. Hello. Welcome to the Hodge Brian Country Experience, we love country music, and it's, we're gonna tell you about it now, a country podcast, title pending. I am joined by my co-host, best friend, and all-around good guy, Brian.
How's it going?
I can't understand what you're...
Hello?
Brian?
Can you hear me?
Turn your volume up, Brian.
What if I press this button?
Yo, that's just... It's not like a ghost. What?
Hello.
Yeah, there we are.
Hey.
All right, so Brian and I, we went to college together.
Yeah. And everyone knows me, Brian from Augustana.
Yeah, and he was always with me in like the every party. I'd be like, guys, we need to play. Like, we had an America party last week, and or not last week. We graduated already. Last year when we were still in school,
yep.
We had a party. It was an America themed party, and they were only playing rap music, and I was like, no. We got to throw country music on. This is an America
and
party.
I agreed completely because I went up to the DJ guy running the computer, and I'm like, dude, you need to play some country music here for this America party, and I got some guys for you. You play me some Sam Hunt. You play me some Jason Aldean.
No.
You play me some of this newest Luke Bryan stuff. I don't like any of that old stuff.
What? No.
All that good stuff.
No. Are you serious right now?
That's what country music is.
Don't
you agree?
No, I don't think this podcast is gonna work out. Hold on, the mics aren't working. Can you just like step out for a second, there, Brian?
Okie dokie.
I gotta fix this. And all right, he's gone. I'm gonna go lock the door really quick. All right, he's not in there. All right, I'm gonna call someone else who I think is a little better to host this podcast with me. So hold on.
What's going on?
You always answer the phone that way, and I love it every time. Hey, Kevin, you know how you turned down that podcast idea that I had?
Yeah, I just kind of figured, you know, it was a place that I couldn't really let my full opinion go, you know? Like, I want to be hampered not being able to fling F-bombs all over the place. You know how I get.
Well, all right, fine. You know how I told you you're not allowed to swear? You can swear all you want if you do this podcast with me.
I'm going to try to set a record.
All right, do it. Let's do it. All right, can you get here, like, in 5 seconds?
Yep, I'll be there in literally 5 3/4 seconds.
All right, sweet. Thanks. Bye. All right, I unlocked the door, and there's Kevin. All right.
What's going on?
We got the mic set.
How
for
does
you.
This, do I got to get closer?
Yeah, you probably want to be, like,
two. Is this close enough?
It's just back up a little bit, and...
Yep, back here.
No, a little forward.
Good.
Yeah, there we go. All right, let's start this thing over. Let's try this again. Hello, welcome to the... You know what? I have a better name. Since both of our last names are Hodge...
Yes?
What if we call it the Hodgecast?
Hodgecast. I feel like we need another... Like a three-parter. You know, like something... Hodge Lodge.
The Hodge... That's a good one. No! I got an idea. Since we're going to be talking about all different types of country music, it'll be a hodgepodge of country
music.
Oh,
shit.
Want to know how clever
we are? I think you're on to something.
Not clever at all. Anyway.
So, who'd you have, who did it with you?
Well, I was going to have Brian.
That fucking guy?
Yeah, well, he told me he liked country music.
Have you heard anything that he's ever played? Straight garbage.
Yeah, well, I know that now. So, Kevin.
Yes.
What we're going to do on this podcast is we're going to be talking about the good old country music. None of this bullshit, because we need to just tell people about amazing country music. Like, so you know how Luke Combs just had that new song Hurricane come out?
Dude's going to be huge, and he's not going to sell out.
Listen
to how great his voice is.
That voice is so raw, they will never computerize it.
There's no reason to do anything to any of the songs. Like, it's like... She Got the Best of Me is one of my favorite songs.
He'll never top it. Like, they could not make that song better if they
tried. I would almost say, like, maybe even strip it down more. Possibly, but, like, it's perfect.
Yeah, and then also we got Carly Pierce is going to have a new CD come out eventually.
Yeah,
how she was on that, wasn't that drunk with Josh Abbott.
I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up becoming, like, a part of a great... Like country music power couple with some like really good rootsy independent type guy.
No, like douchey fucking tribal tattoo.
No, yeah,
bullshit.
None of that shit. Never in a million years.
I wouldn't doubt she's probably gonna fall in love with Luke Combs. Like that's what's gonna happen.
And they're gonna just be making classic true blue country music for the rest of time.
Exactly.
And they're gonna save us because you know there have been a couple bad songs. Lately, you know, some stuff.
Yeah,
that's just
Sam Hunt dude. He's
he had that
steam,
that whole fucking album of like kind of EDM. But thankfully, I think we're all, and especially the people in Nashville, are smart enough to realize that this is something that they do not need to try to copy. They're not going to try to copy it. No one else. There's not going to be a bunch of Sam Hunt clones running around with white T-shirts and backwards hats. There's none of that.
The Air Force.
Yeah, none of that. We're definitely primed for just coming straight up. It's never going to get worse than this.
No,
I could not even fathom the idea of anything worse.
No. So on this podcast, we want to talk about the artists that we know. Like, I don't know. We've kind of started listening to these Texas country guys. Like.
Yeah. So it turns out that the Midwest isn't the hub of
apparently not
country music.
Apparently not.
I was shocked, but yeah, apparently there's some people down there making some really good racket.
Yeah, they don't have rap or any of that, so we're gonna start kind of listening to those guys, see if they have anything good coming. But
yeah, so we'll be coming back, updating you with what we find.
I just got this fucking text. Someone told me that Ted Cruz is out of the race and Trump is going to be running, which means Hillary is going to be president.
Well, I guess Hillary's going to be president.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Hillary,
let's put it in the books.
Beat up Bernie. Yeah, I might get just tattooed on my chest, like, I accept defeat. Like, yep. Hello, President Clinton. it's over.
Wow.
God,
how about that?
I can't believe that's happening.
I bet, you know, I think the country's going to be all right. Everyone's going to be, we're finally at that age of social media interaction that we can finally just talk to people who we disagree with.
Discourse.
And we can just talk about things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think this is going to be really good.
We're discovering that politics are kind of leaking into our lives more than they used to, and I think that's a good thing. There's no bad talking.
Yeah,
friendships aren't ending because of
politics. That's the thing, yeah.
There's
not going to tear families apart.
No,
we're just going to... People are going to just be able to talk to each other.
Be pleasant.
You know what? We're going to have I think as a country, we're just going to have a better understanding of our fellow man and woman.
And women.
And
equality.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a really good thing. Yeah. You know? It's going to be all right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because I mean, honestly, if Trump were win, yeah, everyone's gonna be enslaved. Korea, they're gonna bomb us.
If we were to try to listen to this in a couple of years, we couldn't because we'd just be exploded.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this would be the one and only episode because we're gonna die if Trump were president.
Can you imagine that? This is like a lost episode. Oh man, can you imagine? Just think of how great it's going to be in a couple years. The more we learn about country music and the good stuff just starts taking over the radio again. I just feel it. I just feel it coming.
Oh yeah. So, I don't know. Do you want to just kind of like talk about some of these artists that we've been listening to? Like Eric Church, his latest album, Outsiders, it was just kind of, it was all right. Like I just kind of waiting for him to announce his next album. I don't know when it's going to come out.
Yeah. It's interesting. Cause usually, you know, they have months and months of, press beforehand and, giving you little snippets to chew on and then finally it comes out. Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what he's up to.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably, you know, he's working hard, and he's going to give us a nice announcement soon. And I just looked it up, and this album came out in 2015. Never mind. All right. Yeah. We're not breaking the fourth wall. This is old. This is an old episode.
What fourth wall? So what does it even mean?
Kevin, 2016, how's your year been? Oh, I've been on. I just joined Match, and I'm gonna start talking to women, and none of them are ever gonna go bad.
Good for you.
I know
man.
Recently you and your kind of ex broke up, and
but you know I have no ill will whatsoever. No. I just feel good
it's
about
not
it.
Like she'll ever get engaged? She's gonna come crawling back to you.
And, you know, love is real.
Yeah, exactly.
I just believe in it down to my core.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's gonna be all right. I wish her the best. I'd never call her anything bad. Never.
Nothing to ever rhyme with anything that you do in baseball.
No.
Definitely
not.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm gonna just take it nice and slow with any girl I meet. Nothing's ever gonna get rushed. And,
oh yeah, I could never imagine you doing anything like that.
That'd be fucking stupid. Any dumbass would. No, I don't know that. Yeah, so I don't know what else we really kind of talk about. We just kind of wanted it. This is more of kind of a mic test type thing. We didn't want to, you know.
And I really hope these things work. I've just been staring at this thing. Looks kind of like a dick.
I know one thing we could talk about. This thing called weight loss that I've been doing. I know I'm really fat right now. But... I know it's gonna. I just don't think I'm ever gonna drink a beer again, Kevin. I'm never gonna drink. Like, no more power hours. Done with those. Just like St. Patrick's Day, more like go to church day. Like,
you know, I'm really proud of you. And you know what? I think I'm gonna join you.
Yeah.
I see no reason to have any beers ever again. I don't understand what's the point.
No, yeah. It's beer is just honestly, I've never even liked the taste. I just think it's kind of gross. It's just who would ever drink beer? Like, it's stupid. Speaking of beer, this is a bad transition. I'm not good at transitions, Kevin. You're going to find this in our podcast. I'm not good at transitions.
Nah, so, I'm sure we're going to get way better very quickly.
Did you hear this concert called Medicine Stone?
Never heard of it.
No, it's like, it's this thing in Oklahoma, and it's just all these like red dirt artists.
Hmm.
And I think it would be super sweet if we tried going next year. I don't think we'll ever make it down there.
It's kind of really far away.
It's like a hassle.
It just seems like such a commitment to go that far. Yeah. When, you know, we do have Country Thunder up here, and I'm sure they're going that's going to get a decent lineup again. It's been interesting.
I mean, I heard a rumor that this Florida Georgia Line, we'll have to come up with a different name for them because I don't want to call them that.
It's just too many words. Yeah, was like on the border between two things.
Yeah,
negative connotation.
They're not the border between the fucking Florida and Georgia. Like, they're the border between my balls and my asshole. Like, that's just...
Gooch it is.
All right, Gooch. That's their name from now on, I guess.
I refuse to refer to them as anything else on this podcast for as long as I may live.
But yeah, so it sucks that they invite them, but I think it's just because their 15 minutes is kind of burning hard right now, and it's gonna burn out. Like, they might be a Country Thunder, but other artist is going to be great. Because there's no way people are giving into this pop country bullshit.
People won't pay for it.
We've already had the bro country for a few years. Pop is kind of making its way, but it's going to go away. Like,
well, yeah. If people like listening to pop music, they just go listen to pop music. I don't understand.
Like Thomas Rhett, he's released kind of, you know, bad songs, but there's no way he's going to just keep it going. They're not going to be worse than that.
No, he's Red Akins' kid. He's on the up and up, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, all we have to do is stay positive. Country radio will have it turned around by like early 2017. There's no way some rap song is going to break country records. Like, it's not going to go number one.
This is country radio we're talking about.
Yeah, what's next? They're going to bring in some like
pop like, collaborations,
yeah,
and
which is just a pop song
charting in the pop feel, and they just bring it over to country. No,
this is all nonsense. I'm just very optimistic that country radio, it's gonna just square itself out. It's gonna rebound. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, no. You
Stapleton
know
just recently, you know, people have been getting into that Traveler album. I'm sure his next album is gonna be great. There's no way he's gonna split into two just to make more money. It's gonna.
No, he seems like a double album, like 20 song drop.
Yeah.
Instantly kind of.
No,
guy.
Like 6 months between albums or any of that kind of.
Definitely stuff. Not.
No, yeah, it's gonna be a fantastic thing. He's just gonna do what he does. Nothing's changing. Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm excited for the next couple of years. You know what? Cheers my water to you. Here's to country radio and just, you know, being sober and, you know, not swearing. I decided, you know, I'm not going to swear that much. It's going to be good.
Yeah. So, I was reading this article that in September of 2018,
Man, that's so far away.
I know. It's crazy how far away it is. But there's going to be these albums that come out. I kind of wanted to... I haven't heard any of them. I don't know. Some pop-up just came up. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, sorry. A pop-up just popped up on my phone, and I have to get past... So I get to this article and see... That's the wrong...
Man, I really hope phones improve.
I know. This fucking iPhone 6, it's just it's too small. I need a better one that doesn't even have a home button, you know? Maybe even get rid of the earphone jack. Like, no one uses it.
You know, and I'm sure, you know, there could be a time later where I disagree. But you know what? I have to say I agree. Take all the buttons off of it.
Yeah.
I don't like buttons.
Just
I love change.
Just make the phone a
nothing.
Screen. Yeah.
I've never gotten annoyed
Everyone
once.
Everyone knows you just love change more
I do.
Than anything else.
I really do.
It's crazy. Anyway, I found this article. So in September of 2018, exactly on September 14th, I believe, is that Friday?
A Friday?
Yeah, I think it's a Friday, yeah. This guy named Corey Morrow, he's going to have a CD called Whiskey and Pride come out, and I don't know who that is, but I'm sure it's...
I bet the dude's pretty all right.
Yeah. Oh, here's one you do know, though. Willie Nelson. He's going to, I guarantee, he's going to put out an album. And you know what? I'm going to make a bold prediction. He's going to cover Frank Sinatra on it.
Man, now that sounds awesome.
And it's going to be called My Way, and he's just going to do Sinatra songs.
That is a tremendous song. It
because
really is.
Because Willie Nelson will not die by then.
No.
Neither will Merle Haggard.
No, nope, I don't think I could take it.
I think he's already dead in this timeline.
Son of a bitch.
Fourth wall, broken.
Fourth wall still exists.
Bill Anderson, Whisperin' Billy. He's going to release a new album called Anderson.
Shit.
It's going to be fucking...
Good to hear that he probably will still be around.
Yeah, for sure. Asleep at the Wheel. They were down. They were at Willie's Picnic. We saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just recently.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Summer of last year.
Yeah.
What year are we in? 2016?
What month is it?
This podcast coming from 1990. Garth Brooks, new guy on the scene.
Dude's wearing Nikes. I'm sure Nike's never going to do anything to piss anyone off.
He's on.
It's never going to happen.
Oh, no. Nike is going to be a strong brand. No one will ever, because it's not like any quarterbacks in the NFL would ever just shit on the American flag. It's not going to happen. Anyway, Malcolm Holcomb and Iris DeMent, two people I've never heard of, are going to have an album come out called Come Hell or High Water. I had to click on the thing. That's going to be a phenomenal album. And then...
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, but you want to know what? Dave Vanale's going to have a new album come out? Straight country. Nothing is going to change about it.
Definitely
it's
not.
It's going to be a straight country album.
I guarantee it's definitely going to be straight country, and I'm definitely going to like it for what it is, despite it being straight up country.
Exactly.
Words?
Exactly. Exactly. Words. We're good at this podcasting thing.
Can't you tell we're pros already? Man.
Not even an episode.
I know. I thought it was going to be a bumpy ride right off the bat. You know, I thought that first one might go poorly. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. But damn, Kevin, you know, it's now that we've started this new healthy lifestyle of no beer, just going to start losing weight. We're not going to have man titties by 2018.
I'm definitely going to lose weight by 2018. That I can promise
you. I'm going to just plateau and not lose any more weight despite how hard I work.
And you know what? I bet I can grow a beard by then. Just going to start trying now. We'll see what it looks like when we get there.
Yeah, serious. But since we're starting this healthy lifestyle, it is already 8:30 p.m., so I think we should go to bed. We need to cut this podcast a little short.
I agree.
Because there's no way our podcast is ever going to be like 45 minutes, an hour. There's no way we could talk that long.
Exactly. Right? And you know, we got to go to work in the morning. We can't be staying up late trying to get the editing done so we can release it.
I got to go to work at Boomba. It's 2016. I work at Boomba.
Yeah,
I'm a graphic designer.
I have to go. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm still at McGladrey. Depending on what month it is.
Are you unemployed yet? I forgot. I don't know.
It's all such a blur.
You'll never be unemployed, Kevin.
Never.
That's never gonna happen.
I certainly won't.
No, I think I'll be living
wouldn't
with
enjoy
my
that
girlfriend
month.
At that point. Will I be living with... I don't know. It's in the future. We can't predict the future.
What year is
it? It's 2016. We don't know what's going on. Jennifer Nettles started falling... Oh, no. It's a fake profile. Never mind. Sugarland will never get back together.
In the future, you will get a Twitter.
Sugarland will never... No, it's Instagram, which I will never also ever get.
You certainly will by then.
Because this podcast is just going to stay a podcast. It'll never become a brand of country hodgepodge or any stupid shit like that. Like, that sounds kind of catchy, actually. So.
Should make stickers.
But, yeah.
Stick them on things.
Yeah.
Make koozies.
So yeah, you know what? Let's just call it.
Wrap this one up.
Yeah.
In a bow. It's a beautiful episode. I feel like
I gotta think of a cool.
Re-listenability is tremendous.
You know what? Here's my outro. Chester Bennington will live forever. I love Linkin Park, country music, and scene.
Ooh rah.
forgot you were a Marine. You're gonna join the Marines, Kevin. I forgot you're all that patriotic.
Yeah, no. In
you're gonna get in
such a
good
month.
Shape. You're gonna join the Marines.
Yeah, in a that's month, insane. I'm going off. That's insane. And I will. Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. So
sometimes I amaze myself.
Until next week, we're gonna talk about real country artists. We'll never talk about Sam Hunt on this podcast.
That would be ridiculous.
That'd be so stupid. So, and you know what? Until next week, we're doing this. We're starting this, Kevin.
Yeah, let's do it.
Unless like something happens where things happen.
Where something just totally 2016 occurs.
Like if Trump gets elected. there's no
See,
way.
See, I laugh because there's no way.
No, yeah, it's hilarious. Like South Park made a joke about it. Like it's never going to happen. Like,
I bet those jokes will never get old.
Oh, no. Stand-up comedians can make fun of Trump until the end of time, and it will always be funny to me. Like,
especially when they use the same joke.
Yeah, I mean, like,
never.
There's no way that guy
to get a laugh.
Yeah, fucking literally Hitler. That guy is so. Yeah. So until next week, I'm Steve Hodge, joined by Brian. No, Kevin.
Fuck that guy. Yep.
Yeah, Brian, you've let me down. Saying.
I don't even know why you hang out with that guy.
Saying, keep it country, stupid.
Yeah, you jabrones.